A momentous night it is. The very first broadcast worldwide as the Penguins have entered the NC2A Division II. The Pac West Conference, our ninth season live on the air. Stuart Horn alongside my partner, Josh Johnson. Josh is, what are you, sophomore this year?
I'm officially a junior this year, Stu.
Oh, man.
I can't believe it. I've made it 3 years here at Dominican University, and you know how tough the athletics here, or the academics here are, I should
Both
say.
Of them are pretty tough. That's
Both
right.
Both of them are real tough.
Yours truly graduating in 2001 as a DU. And Josh, you'll be graduating what, 2010 or 11?
2011, Stu.
Uh-huh. All right.
Sounds like cars should be flying by then, doesn't it?
Well, that's exactly 10 years after I walked across the stage here at DU. It's a great day. And today is a great day as we are bringing you DU Volleyball opening night from the Conlin Center, bringing you NC2A Division II Penguin Volleyball. And like to bring to you some of the notes as the DUs will be opening tonight against Notre Dame Dana Moore. The Argonauts are in town. Of course, the Argonauts were part of the CalPAC conference when the Penguins were a part of that conference up until just this year. Argonauts switched over a couple of 3 years ago, and now the rivalry has been reinstated, and it's going to get going tonight. We have just about 8.5 minutes to go. And Josh, you've heard about all the rumblings around campus of the new additions to the volleyball team under head coach Roger Goodwin. Dominican Volleyball adds Centerfield native Tiana Tuatagaloa to a transfer from Gonzaga University. She's a graduate student here at DU and going to be playing for Roger Goodwin this year. She says, I'm here to have fun, make this team better, make the transition to the D2 program a little bit easier because it's going to be a tough season. She was considering being a graduate assistant coach for the Penguins, but with a year of college eligibility left, she was convinced to play one more season. That'll allow her family to see her play more often after she spent 5 years in Spokane, Washington. So, Tuatagaloa going to start tonight for Roger Goodwin. And starting for our broadcast team, here is my partner, Josh Johnson.
Nice to be back here on radio.dominican.edu for yet another great year of athletics. Right now, I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about Dominican switching to NCAA Division II. Just for anyone out there who is unfamiliar with the entire process, Dominican has taken the next step towards becoming a full-fledged member of NCAA Division II athletics. The university is one of four institutions nationwide that has successfully completed its first year of candidacy for Division II. It has been granted acceptance into two-year candidacy by Division II membership committee announced by our new director of athletics, Terry Toomey, who I will tell you about in just a moment. The two-year candidacy becomes effective as of September 1st of this year. Dominican was admitted into the Pacific West Conference under exploratory status in 2008-2009, which is past this past season where we played in NAIA Division II. Now Dominican will become the ninth member of the Pac West, joining four universities in Hawaii, as well as Dixie State College in Utah, Grand Canyon University, Arizona, Notre Dame Dana Moore University, which is where we're playing tonight, and San Francisco's Academy of Art University. And those four schools are in Hawaii are Brigham Young University, Chaminade University, and Hawaii Pacific University, and the University of Hawaii at Hilo. So this is a great step towards achieving our goal of full NCAA membership, and is due in large part to the leadership of our university, says President Fink, and the hard work of our faculty athletic representative, Dr. Chris Leeds, and compliance officer, Marla Reed. This is all from Terry Toomey, our new athletic director. Dominican sponsors 10 intercollegiate athletic teams. These include men and women's basketball, golf, and soccer, men's lacrosse and women's volleyball, tennis. That is all the 10 sports. I have just listed them all for you there. And this is a great deal because Dominican is a private university located in San Rafael, California, with an enrollment of about 2,200 total students, Stu. So that's definitely a good and big thing to happen here at Dominican University. Also, another great thing that happened this past season was we have named a new director of athletics. It was formerly Roger Goodwin, who was serving part-time as our athletic director and our women's volleyball coach. Now, Roger Roger has his duties all together. He's just doing volleyball this year. So we have named a new AD, and that is Terry Toomey. Terrence J. Toomey, who for the past 5 years has served as director of football administration for the 49ers, is here. Toomey has served as a defensive assistant for coaches like Mike Shanahan in the NFL and the Denver Broncos and for two seasons, and he was previously a defensive line coach for Terry Donahue at UCLA from 1995 to 98. Toomey has more than 14 years of coaching and administrative experience in professional and collegiate athletics. He joined the Niners in 01 after spending 2 years as a defensive assistant coach for the Denver Broncos. He began his coaching career as a graduate assistant at his alma mater, UCLA, in 1992 and later rejoined the Bruins staff full-time in 95 as a defensive line coach for 4 years from 95 to 98. Toomey will oversee Dominican's transition from the NAIA Division II to the NCAA Division II, as well as Dominican's Field of Dreams project that will add a multi-purpose sports complex to Dominican's facilities. This is great news, and we have a lot of great quotes, what people are saying about Toomey. This is from John York, the 49ers co-chairman, who says that Terry Toomey is a consummate professional who was a tremendous contributor to the San Francisco 49ers organization. We are thrilled for this new opportunity he has and anticipate seeing great things for Toomey at Dominican University Athletics for years to come. So that is the wrap-up on our new situation here in NCAA and with our new AD, Terry Toomey, and a new era has begun, Stu.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to me. I'm talking to you.
That's what I thought.
But I'm talking to me to you.
All right.
All right. We're doing it. We're doing it big here.
It's a huge night here, fans. In fact, if you are listening and you're in the area, you probably want to come on down. I don't know how much it costs to get in, Josh, but whatever they're charging, it's not enough. Tonight is such an exciting game. It's such a huge night. The first home volleyball game as the Penguins enter the NC2A, and tonight makes it official. We've got the new AD in place, as you mentioned. Mr. Toomey is in the house.
No doubt about it, Stu. Also, we have another thing going on here put on by PSAC, which is our student athletes group here on campus. They have a contest between student athletes today, Stu. And that contest is So You Think You're a DU Fan. It is a competition of school spirit among students and student athletes. Groups of five or more will be showing off their DU spirit. So we got face paint here. We got guys, actually a few members of our basketball team, wearing cheerleading uniforms.
Yeah, I noticed that. The black hole is, well, I don't know. It's pretty outrageous. Let's just put it that way.
And I'm liking the new spirit here at DU. This is sponsored by Moe's Pizza, who is providing the prizes. The prizes are five pizzas to the winning team of five or more, and it's going to include a dance-off.
I thought I saw Mo out in the lobby. So it's an all-star cast, a lot of celebrities on hand, you might say.
Yes,
not just Terry Toomey, other celebrities as well.
Yeah, our student athletes are the main celebrities we'll be talking about tonight. We got a lot of great young players on this team. We have Brooke Swingle, she's back. Gabby Pecora, formerly CalPAC Player of the Year, she is back. Tons and tons of great talent. We got some new freshmen that are looking to mix it up. Also, the new addition from D1, as you said earlier, Stu, and that is Tiana
Tuatagaloa.
Tiana Tuatagaloa.
Hey, Josh, as we have just 2 minutes to go before we get going, I'm going to play a few, a little interview I did with Coach Goodwin just before we came on the air.
This is head women's volleyball coach, Roger Goodwin, welcoming you to another DU volleyball match.
Well, that's not it. Here it is.
All right,
DU fans, this is Stuart Horn, the voice of the Penguins on the 17th of September, 2009. We are joined with volleyball head coach Roger Goodwin. Roger is in the house. The Penguin women are opening up the volleyball season, the very first home game in the Cal in the PacWest Conference. I was about to say CalPac, coach, but of course we switched to the NCAA Division II this year, PacWest Conference. Coach, this is DU's first year competing at the NC2A Division II level since moving from the CalPac Conference. What are some of the challenges the Penguins face competing at the NCAA Division II level, and in particular the PacWest Conference, which has teams in California, Hawaii, Arizona, and Utah?
All right, Stu, this is going to be a really exciting year for us this year. One of our biggest challenges we face from a competitive level is that the pace of the game is so much faster, the players are bigger and more athletic. Another challenge is the increased time commitment with travel to Hawaii, Arizona, and Utah. The players must be very diligent with their time management so as not to fall behind in their classes.
All right, very well. And how has the team adjusted to the new demands on their time and the level of competition, Coach?
good question, Stu. Thus far, I think they've done a great job. One thing I've learned about this team is that they're very resilient. They have proven that they can bounce back from a loss, come back stronger in the next game. They definitely don't give up. And also, the athletic department has implemented a mandatory study hall to help the players with time management and to be successful with their academics also.
All right, Coach, I know you're busy. Just one last question. Who are the players to watch for this year at DU?
Okay. We have a great group of returning players and a couple new additions that we'll talk about. And I want to start with our returning senior captain, Gabby Pokora, is off to a great start this year and has been recognized on the PacWest Conference Honor Roll for the last 3 weeks. Also, we have a local girl who transferred in from Gonzaga University, Tiana Tagaloa, who played her high school ball at San Rafael High School. And she transferred here this summer. She was a last-minute addition. She's been a big plus. She brings size, experience, and leadership to the team. Also returning this year is junior setter Brooke Swingle, who runs her offenses and is a great defensive player. And lastly, we have two freshmen who will get significant playing time this year. Middle blocker Ashley Sand from Rancho Cotati is a six-footer who we expect big things from in the next 4 years. And libero Lachelle Roulon from Heritage Christian High School up in the Brentwood area. So we're looking forward to this season and hope to have a lot of fans in the stands this year. Thanks, Stu.
All right, Roger, very well done. Thank you for the quick interview. Appreciate it, Coach. Good luck tonight. NC2A Division II head coach Roger Goodwin with us on DU Radio Radio.
This is head women's volleyball coach Roger Goodwin welcoming you to another DU volleyball match with the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
Yes, that's right, Josh. And we are ready for the lineups for the Argonauts from Notre Dame Dana Moore University, Sara Steria,
number one. This is head women's volleyball coach Roger Goodwin.
We don't want to hear that again, Josh. That's what we want to hear. The libero player is Cheryl May Kohawaii. She's number two. Elena Gallai, Gallai, number four. Number six is Stephanie Newland. She's a freshman out of San Diego. Ashley Fox, number seven, is a junior. Middle blocker, she's a six-footer out of San Francisco. Number 18 is Caitlin Torres. And rounding out the squad for head coach Devin Grant is Joanna Gresh. Grant is assisted by Alan Lau and Andy Serena for the Penguins. Under head coach Roger Goodwin, Coach Goodwin is assisted by John Engstrom, Jeremy Wagner. Number two, Lachelle Roulon, is the libero player. Number six is team captain Gabby Pecora. Pecora is a 5'10" senior out of Sonoma. Tiana Tuatagaloa, the 6-foot senior out of San Rafael, is number 11. Number 14 is Laurel Grant, a 5'10" senior out of Aptos. That's down by Santa Cruz, Josh. Number 18 is Ashley Sand, a 6-footer. She's a freshman out of Rotor Park. Number 23 is Brooke Swingle. And she's a 5'10" junior out of Sonoma. Rounding out the squad for Coach Goodwin, number 30 is Kayla Morphew, a 5'9" sophomore out of Rotor Park. Josh, both teams are in position. The Argonauts are off to our right. The Penguins are in front of the southern wall. Moving from the Q to the P. They're playing from the Q to the P on your computer keyboard, fans. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. The starting lineups are there for those of you keeping score at home. Upcoming schedule, by the way, the Penguins are playing away on Friday night. We will not have that for you. That's the 18th. But a week from Saturday, Spirit Day, the Penguins will be taking on University of Hawaii at Hilo, right here in the Conlon Center. And Josh and I will be with you side out at 7 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
That'll be on September 26th on radio.dominican.edu. We just have a few minutes to go now until we get this broadcast underway. We get the game underway. And we are ready for the national anthem. So for those of you at home, please rise for the playing of the national anthem. Josh will be singing it live tonight.
Actually, it's brought to you by Nick Parrish of Dominican University.
All right. All right, fans, here we go. Both teams circling the court. Low five under the net. Big smiles all the way around. The Conlon Center is absolutely packed. A new era dawning at DU. A new AD, Terry Toomey, is in place. The Penguins NC2A bound. This is it. Both teams now on their respective sides of the courts. All embraced. Everybody out there, hands high. DU screaming out the Penguins. The DUs are jacked. Goodwin's pumped. This whole place is pumped. The place is loaded. Black Hole, very well represented tonight. Tons of cheerleaders here. And it's all the basketball players, Josh. All right, fans. Here we go. Penguins are going to have the side out, it looks like. The line judges are all in place. Radio.dominican.edu. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department, where our head coach is Melba Beal, Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters for tonight. Volleyball in the Conlon Center. DU has officially entered the NC2A era. Side out, Notre Dame. Serving it up will be Joanna Gresh, the 5'8" senior out of Pacifica. Shout out to Argonaut fans listening worldwide on DU Radio. From the Conlon Center, first service point goes back left corner. Fielded by Roulon. Penguins now with a good move into the back. And the first point is taken by the Penguins in the NC2A era, Josh.
That was a good hit put up by Kayla Morphew. Kayla Morphew is the sophomore out of Rohnert Park, Stu. And she's definitely looking to come in this year and have a great sophomore season.
Serving for the Penguins, Tiana Tua Tagovailoa. Talked a lot about Tua Tagovailoa. And now a muffed pass by Gresh. Coming in underneath it is Alina Galei, and she missed it completely. Penguins up 2-0. Tua Tagovailoa to serve from our left to right with the overhand burner with a lot of topspin. Penguins now on defense. They field it over to Pecora. Goes cross court with an angle. Pecora now. Gresh with the bump. Penguins on offense. Back over to Gabby. Gabby hard off the front line. Block. Penguins have it again. Back over to Morphew. Check it. That was Sand, the six-footer. Sand puts it down. Penguins with the point. 3-0. Game one. Best of five.
Looks like Rohnert Park's having a field day today. Ashley Sand, she comes from Rohnert Park as well. She's the freshman, 6'2".
Along with team captain Gabby Pecora. Now serving for the DUs again. Here is Tua Tagovailoa. She goes right off the top of the net. And the first ace in the Conlon Center of the 09 campaign. Right at the feet, Josh, of Cheryl Mai Kahawai. And Kahawai couldn't handle it. 4-0 DUs off the top of the tape. No, it's good. It's a clean serve into the scoring table. And the Penguins with another point. They open up 5-0 DU on top. Tua Tagovailoa to serve again.
So far, mistake-free volleyball by Dominican. NDNU is having a little bit of miscommunication issues. Hopefully they can pull it. Well, actually, hopefully Dominican can keep it going, I should say. But their left, NDNU is definitely looking to pull it together, Stu, and I guess get their skills and get their feet back under them and figure out what's going on here. But so far, in the first few seconds of the game, Rohnert Park is showing out and DU is showing out.
Yeah, 5-0 DU. First timeout has been called by the Argonauts from Notre Dame, Dana Moore University. And they're right down there in Atherton, just about a mile, let's see, not too far away from, I was going to say a mile north, but that's Menlo of Stanford. They're down that way, though. Atherton's not too far from
Palo. They're not that far
Palo
from Belmont, aren't they? A little bit?
Just by Palo Alto.
Palo Alto? Okay.
About 15 seconds to go in this timeout called by Notre Dame's head coach, Devin Grant. He's assisted by Alan Lau and Andy Serrano. We're ready now to go again as Tua Tagovailoa serves in the back left corner. She's about 15 feet behind the baseline. Takes one step. Powers it across the topspin. Oh, man, that was brutal. Penguins are able to field it. Oh, and the Penguins almost muff it across, but they get it back over to Tua Tagovailoa with a save. Now the front edge and the first spike put down by the Notre Dames comes right at the feet of Kayla Morphew. Morphew can't handle it as she put the right fist out. 5-1. DU's on top, and now serving for the Argonauts is Sarah Steria. Steria is a 5'6". Freshman out of Bend, Oregon. She serves it to the back row. It's bumped up by Pecora. Penguins go left side to Sand. Sand gets it across, and Sand blocks it, putting it back. That was Swingle, actually, with the put back. And the Penguins are back on top, 6-1. Serving it up for the DUs is Sand, the 6-foot freshman from Rohnert Park. Here she is, about 15, 16 feet behind the baseline. She bounces it three times, number 18. She's on the right side of the court. She gets it off the top of the tape, and it rolls over. Penguins are on offense now. Uh-oh, in the back corner and diving for it. Now, man, and the Penguins couldn't handle that one as the Argonauts picked up the serve. San went running after it, but she almost tripped on some of the fans who are still pouring into the Conlon Center. It's 62 fans. And serving it up for the Argonauts, Cheryl May Kahawai. And she gets a good one into the back row. It's bumped up by Gabby. Now a back set to Swingle. Swingle, that's grand. Check it. Swingle bumps it across. And it's a two-touch. And the Penguins pick up the point. Two-touch on the Argonauts. So Swingle will serve it again. Swingle, a 5'10" junior out of Sonoma. 7-2 Penguins. Game one. Rally scoring every time it touches the floor. Swingle with a back row serve. Stephanie Newland can't handle it. She bumps it out of bounds. Came off the inside of her forearms. Josh, and the Penguins with a point, 8-2. Here's the next service point for the Penguins.
Dominican is pretty much dominating this first game, Stu. I'm really liking what I'm seeing from the Lady Penguins. A lot of good execution, and they have NDU on their heels.
Great energy by the Penguins. Oh, and finding the open hole. Kayla Morphy with a two-handed bump across. She faked like she was going to forward set it across to Gabby Pecora, but she took the point herself, 9-2 Penguins. Next service by Swingle. Swingle runs up on it. Oh, nice runner by Swingle. Galliai picks it up on the defense. Over to Pecora. Pecora slaps it across, and it looks like Caitlin Torres, a 6'1" senior for the Argonauts, palmed it. It sat in her hand too long there, Josh. 10-2 DUs. Here's the next serve by Swingle. Swingle into the net, unforced error.
Well, you can't be perfect all the time, Stu.
Yeah, they've been pretty perfect so far.
No doubt. And Swingle definitely has had some great games for us. She's going into her junior year, and she could not be any better. But she won't tell you that. She'll tell you she needs to improve, and she wants to work on a lot of stuff. But they're definitely looking to have a lot of great games here. We had Gabby Pecora on the show this past week, Stu, on the All-Pro Sports Show.
I heard it.
She said it's going to be tough this year, but they're looking to come through. And they're looking to show up and show up good in the NCAA. I got to get that NAIA out of my system, Stu.
Elena Galliai served it up, and the Penguins pick up the point. And Pecora served it a little bit left, Josh. A little too far to the left, a little wide. 11-4 DU, and the ball completely left the house. So one of the back lines people picked it up. She flips it into the server now. It looks like Stephanie Newland will serve it up for the Argos. Left side, Swingle. Diving for a good save by Kahawai. Into the back row. Penguins on offense. Bumping it up now. Penguins back. Oh, into the... And it stayed in as it hits the back row. And that's a killer by Pecora. 12-4 Penguins. Game one, fans. Radio.Dominican.edu. Now serving it for the Penguins is Rulon, the 5'2" freshman out of Brentwood. She gets a good serve into the back left corner, Josh. Bumped up now. Penguins with a massive block. And the Argonauts are back on defense, but they're off on their heels. Steria now with the bump. Penguins help it over. Into the back row. Bumped up by Newland. Penguins on offense. Oh, Pecora gets it. It hits the antenna. Penguins with the point. 12-4. Check it. 13-4. Game one.
Not only have the Penguins been pretty aggressive offensively, Stu, they've also jumped back in this and been pretty solid defensively. Only 13-4. They haven't let NDNU get too many opportunities to score.
Rulon now hits the tape, and it rolls down at her feet. Penguins with two unforced service errors in game one, 13-5. Not going to get past the Argonauts. Serving it into the net, Josh. Got to be solid all the way around. Caitlin Torres to serve it for the Argos. Forward set. Penguins cross court. They handle it cleanly. Here's a back set by Gresh. Over to she bumps it up to Rulon with a great save on the dive. Now the Penguins dig for it. To Otagolo with a smack. It goes out of bounds on the putback. Penguins with the point, 14-5.
I love how Rulon redeemed herself by getting that save also.
That was a great dig after the miss serve. You're absolutely right.
No doubt about it.
Morphew serves it across into the back right corner. She hits Galliai. Penguins see the fake. They get it. Uh-oh. And a perfect little set by Brooks Swingle into the front row. And it was a campfire, Josh. All the Penguins backed up, and everybody just looked at it. Nobody took it. 14-6, game one. Here's Gresh to serve it for Notre Dame. Uh-oh, and this one is trying to save it as Pecora. She dives for it. Into the scorer's table goes Brooks Swingle. Swingle almost got killed, but she's okay. 14-7. It did go out of bounds. Penguins do not win that point, thus they lose it. The server is Joanna Gresh, the senior. She gets it across. Pecora off the butt of her hand with topspin, and it drops right into the middle row, Josh, right at the feet of Cheryl May Kahawai.
No doubt about it. Dominican with, once again, another great play. I'm really loving what I'm seeing from these girls tonight, Stu. They are showing up large and in charge, and they are making the aggressive plays that are needed to win and be successful in the NCAA.
Big bump goes across now by Galliai. Penguins pick up the point after it goes to the feet of Sand, and Sand bumps it over. Argonauts couldn't handle it, 16-7. Serving for the DUs now is Tua Tagovailoa. She opened up the night with five straight, Josh. Here's a nice overhand runner by Tua Tagovailoa, and Pecora with a killer! And this one goes into the front row, and Pecora's fans, of which there are tons in the house, a couple hundred people here now. And the place is smoking, Josh, 17-7, DU's game one. Here's the next serve by Tua Tagovailoa. She gets it across perfectly, Gretsch with the bump. Oh, and the Penguins get it set up into the middle row. Swingle now goes forward, over softly as Pecora dinked it into the front row. Argonauts picked it up softly across and just inside the antenna of the DUs with the point. 18-7. Penguins on a big roll. Tiana Tua Tagovailoa to serve again. Goes back left corner. And the timeout is called by Devin Grant. You are listening to Live Volleyball, Pacific West Conference style, on radio.dominican.edu.
No doubt about it, Sue. I'm really loving the play we had from our girls in this game. They showed up real big. We've seen a lot of good plays from Gabby Pecora. We saw also great plays from the new girl. I shouldn't say she's new. She's kind of playing like a veteran, and that is Tiana Tua Tagovailoa. She is showing up big in this game, and we are loving it with the DU Penguins. Also, our fans are showing up pretty big. We are packing it out here in the gym. We got the student section fired up, basketball players in cheerleading uniforms, and the soccer players, the lacrosse team. We got painted chests, painted t-shirts, everything. These DU fans are hyped to be here, and they're excited. I am really loving the student spirit that we're seeing. Remember to tune in to So You Think You're a DU Fan coming up here soon in this matchup between Dominican University and Notre Dame Day in New York.
Yeah, it will be tonight at some point. Now the end of the timeout has come. Here is Tiana Tua Tagovailoa, the 6-foot senior out of San Rafael, the hometown girl, transferred down from Gonzaga, where she played up there. And now Roger Goodwin's got her for a year. She serves it across beautifully, and this one is set up into the hands of Brooke Swingle, and that one came right off of Swingle's left shoulder. 18-8. Serving is Sarah Steria, the 5'6" freshman out of Bend. She stands right at the center line, throws it way up there, off the top of the tape. Oh, man, and Pecora with a brilliant save. This one goes back row. NDNU picks it back up. This one's going deep, and the Penguins let it go as Lachelle Roulon ducked underneath it. The rest of the ladies were screaming, out, out, out. She ducked right under it. It was long, 19-8, after Pecora set that one up brilliantly. Ashley Sand, the 6-foot freshman. Sand with a good showing tonight, getting the start tonight, Josh, as a freshman in the first NC2A volleyball game ever in the Conlin Center. Oh, man, and a dink move by Ashley Fox, and the Argonauts with the point. 19-9, the Penguins have maintained a comfortable 10-point lead for quite a while now. Of course, the Penguins want to keep that going. Here is Kahawai to serve it next, the freshman at 5'3". She's a libero player for the Argonauts. And a dink by Pecora is very softly into the net, and none of the Penguins could handle it as it rolled right down the forearm of Swingle.
No doubt about it, Sue. What we've seen here, what I find interesting about Coach Roger Goodwin, he's never afraid to play his freshmen and his young players. We saw him play Swingle as a freshman. We saw him last year play Morphew as a freshman. So he's real confident in his team's abilities each year, it seems, from each recruiting class.
Were you here when Swingle was a freshman?
Yes, Swingle
was
in my class.
You're absolutely right. And this one is picked up before Josh and I even got a chance to describe the action. The Penguins picked it up on the service by Swingle. 2010 DUs. Here's Swingle again. Back left corner, bumped up. Uh-oh, big hard one into the back corner, but the Penguins pick it up nicely. Great job by the Penguins, and Morphew comes in and knocks it into the net just from the right corner. She had a perfect setup, and she just missed it. It was a little bit late and went right down at her feet coming off the net. Here is Galliai, Elena Galliai, the 5'10" sophomore. She serves it into the back left corner to Tua Tagovailoa. It's set up to the Penguins. Morphew bumps it across, not a lot on it. And now the Penguins on defense, they couldn't do anything, as jumping on it was Caitlin Torres, a 6'1" senior. Torres with massive hops there, unloaded the Fury, 20-12, DU's game one. Here is the next service by Galliai, and she serves it into the net, and that's the first unforced error, Josh, by the Argonauts. Penguins will take it, 21-12. They want to keep the momentum going. Here is team captain Gabby Pecora, number 8 Pecora, the senior. She serves it open-handed into the net. That's the third for the Penguins, and all of a sudden the Penguins are looking shabby, Josh.
Oh, just a little bit. We saw them let down a little bit here. They have to keep up the aggressiveness, have to execute in these games, because NDNU will come back and bite you.
Newland to serve it for the Argonauts. Penguins get it across, but nothing doing. Set up perfectly. Very soft into the front row. It was not set high enough for Caitlin Torres. Torres get on top of it, Josh, and there was nothing she could do. Torres wearing the baby blue runners. 22-13. Torres stuck it in the net. And Roulon to serve for the Penguins. Last time Roulon was up, she stuck it in the net. This one's perfect. She gets it off the high forearms of Galliai, and the Penguins are back on offense. Oh, man, Swingle bumped one there that would have been out of bounds. They give it to Pecora, and Pecora saves the day as she smacks it into the neck of Caitlin Torres. Was that Torres? Yeah, it was, Josh.
That was
Torres
great.
Tried to bump it. Penguins by 10, 23-13. Here's Roulon. She goes over to the left side, almost out of bounds. Argonauts wanted to let it go, and they call it inbounds on the back row, and Roger Goodwin wants to call a timeout, or at least he's up on his feet. He's not going to call a timeout yet, Josh. 23-14. Game one, best of five. First NC2A volleyball match ever in the Conlin Center, and we are here to call it for you. This one is served up by Torres, and now muffed by Morphew. Morphew might be getting a little bit tired, Josh.
Just a little bit. She's not showing too many signs of fatigue, but definitely that was a muff and not pretty good execution on that hit of the ball. But we've seen Morphew have great games here in the past, so I'm definitely looking to her to show up here.
She missed another one there. That was not good. And now, speaking of not good, team captain Gabby Pecora, who just served one into the net, then came back and won a point, just stuck one in the net on a very easy dink. It was a little bit hotter than a dink, but it wasn't her full slam move. 23-16. Penguins are letting the Argonauts creep back into this thing. And serving it out of bounds is Torres to give the Penguins the point. That's large.
That is large, Stu. And, you know, technically by your first home game, you're still shaking off the dust a little bit. So we'll definitely see them show a little signs of that. But they'll look to put it together here and end this game.
Dinked across now as Morphew served it. That was Galliai. Yeah, okay, good. It was Galliai. I want to get these right, and I did. Galliai with the point there for the Argonauts. Brought across now for the Penguins. Into the net. DU's back on offense. It goes out of bounds, and the Penguins with the point, and that is the end of game one. Penguins not only pick up the very first NC2A volleyball point in the Conlin Center, Josh, but they also get the first game ever played in the Conlin Center. So we like to hear that as the Penguins have moved up to NC2A. And they pick up the very first game against their longtime rival, the Argonauts from Notre Dame, Dana Moore University. By the way, we'll have Roger Goodwin's pregame interview between games 2 and 3. Yeah, I think it'll be between 2 and 3. And there's a bunch of stuff going on at the Conlin Center tonight as well. We will have that interview for you
as well as
coming
so
up.
As well as So You Think You're a DU Fan, Stu.
25-17, the final in game one. Penguins up in this one, best of five. And Josh Johnson is to my right. Stuart Horn with you, bringing you live volleyball action. Our new AD is in place. Terry Toomey's in the house over there greeting fans as they come in. The place is absolutely packed. The black hole is about 200 strong and about another 200 fans. I gotta believe there's some Argonaut fans in the house, but I'll tell you what. The DU fans are going nuts tonight. A lot of face paint, a lot of crazy stuff going on in the Conlin Center.
No doubt. The DU fans have shown up live and in charge. And since we're sitting here talking about in charge, we're going to talk to you about who's in charge, and that's a few of our sponsors here. Embassy Suites is a fan of Dominican Athletics, and they have been. You can find them, and that's the San Rafael Marine. So we're here live again. We just had a little bit of technical difficulties, but we're also bringing you some more of our sponsors as well as Bank of Marin is a proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics, committed to your business and our community, as well as Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo is a proud sponsor of DU Athletics. So far in the first game, no problem. Dominican has won. They have showed up in charge. They showed a lot of dominance, and they did everything. They did everything to plan. So they're back on the other side. They have switched sides. They're on the north side of the Conlin Center right now as NDNU is still discussing a little bit of strategy over here to my left. And we're always reminding you, you should tune in to our student programming here at Dominican University. I'm talking radio.dominican.edu. It's live internet radio. You can hear it from San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates, only here at Dominican University. We have a great student program. Also, don't forget to tune into the All-Pro Sports Show. The All-Pro Sports Show hits you up on all your great sports news and sports topics only here on radio.dominican.edu. That's hosted by Josh Johnson and Mike Wells. So, in about 40 seconds, we're going to head back to this game. Once again, we apologize for the TD, which is the technical difficulties. But we're back. We're live in charge. Everything's streaming. Everything's looking good here at Dominican University of California in the Collins Center. The fans have showed up, and you can hear them loud. They are shouting, "Let's go, DU. Let's go." I'm glad to see it. It is getting packed out here, Stu.
It is crazy in this place. I don't remember the last time we had so many fans in for a volleyball game. Look at the black hole. It's nutty in here. 10 seconds to go until game two. Josh, do you want to take the play-by-play on this?
I will try the play-by-play.
All right, here he is, fans. With his first, his maiden voyage of the 2009 volleyball campaign. Your NC2A Division II broadcaster, Josh Johnson.
Yes, and going for the serve is number 11, Tua Tagaluga. She is a new addition from Gonzaga University, continuing her graduate studies here at Dominican. And she will be first to serve for the DUs. She serves is put up by NDNU. They're passing around with the set. It's spiked down. Rulon tries to go down and get it. There's Lachelle Leron, but she bumps it into the crowd, right into the middle of the student section, which is the black hole. That ball was put over at first by number 14, Anna Hayo. She is a sophomore from San Francisco, California. As 18, Caitlin Torres will go for the serve for NDNU. The ball's put over to DUs. The DUs have it. Pecora goes down with the spike. Hits the NDNU player right in the hands. They're able to bounce it over. Morphy will now have it for the DUs. As Swingle tosses it over. Goes up with the spike. And they caught Kayla Morphy on her knees. She tried to reach out and get that ball, but a little bit out of her reach. So that play is made by number 18, Ash Caitlin Torres, the senior from San Jose, California. And Torres serves it right into the net for NDNU.
Man, oh man, the Penguins needed that as the Argonauts really had a little momentum change going their way. And they stuck it right in the net.
They definitely did. The score now is 1-2 with NDNU leading as Kayla Morphy will go. No, that is Ashley Sand, the freshman from Roner Park. She'll go with the serve. Ashley Sand serves over. It's put up by NDNU. They try to spike it, but it is blocked by Brooke Swingle. Swingle goes again. And
Tua Tagaloa.
Tua Tagaloa. I will get that name down. She is able to get the ball back over the net and make the score for the DUs. 3-1 now. And Dominican is leading.
Oh, about another 50 people are coming into the Collins Center now.
Every time I look up, there's like 20 more people. Stu, as NDNU has the ball, they spike it over. And the point will go to the Penguins.
That was an illegal hit.
An illegal hit by NDNU. The point will go ahead to Dominican University as the score is now 3-2. And Swingle will have the serve for Dominican University. And the ball is tried to be returned by NDNU, and the point will go to the Penguins.
That one came right off the receiver's hands in the back row and ended up hitting the referee up on the ladder right in front of the black hole.
And now Swingle will go for the serve again. She gets it over. It's put up by NDNU. NDNU with the set. And there's a whistle call. Two touched by NDNU. The point again will go to DU. The score is now 4-3 with Dominican leading. And Swingle will go with another serve. Swingle gets it over. It's put up by NDNU. NDNU with the spike. And that was number 7, Ashley Fox, the junior from San Francisco, California, with the spike. And she will get the point. Now tied up 4-4 here in the second game in the Collins Center. DU volleyball.
Tie game. They didn't have that the entirety of game one.
No doubt about it. Sarah Sterra will put up the ball first. And DU is able to come through with the spike.
Back left corner, Josh, 5-4. DU's back on top.
DU is back on top, 5-4, as Gabby Pecora, former Pal Pipe Player of the Year, will go up. She will make the serve. Pecora is known for her powerful serve. And it is out as NDNU will get the score on that one. Score again, 5-5. It's all tied up. This has been a tight game so far for this second game, Stu. It looks like NDNU has gotten their chickens together.
Coach Goodwin told me that Swingle has the highest percentage of wins on serve. So following up on Amanda Wagner's great service the Penguins have come to expect the last couple of years, of course, Wagner graduated last year.
No doubt. A missed the action here in the Collins Center. Singer will go over with a spike. And that is called out. And the point will go to NDNU. Just a little bit far to the right, as my friend Bob Uecker would say, just a bit outside.
Yep, about 3 feet, maybe 3 inches.
Maybe so, and it's loud here as the student section heats up. NDNU has a serve, and Morphew tried to go up. Oh, Morphew knocked the ball into the net. It was recovered by Pecora, who tossed it back up again. Again to Swingle. Swingle will go to Morphew.
Morphew
had the set to, she tossed the set up, and Pecora and Tua Tagalua went up for the shot. They both bumped into each other mid-air. A little bit of miscommunication there, but great effort by the girls from DU as Kahawai will serve for NDNU and serve into the net. That point will go to Dominican. Score is now 6-7, DU at 6. Here in the second game is Rulon, true freshman, will go to the line and serve. She's wearing the libero tonight. It will go up to NDNU. NDNU with the set again. Another bump by NDNU over the net. The set by Ashley Sand. It will go up to Taluga. And
Tua Tagalua.
Tua Tagalua. And the score is 8-6. NDNU as they receive the points for that one. On again to the action here in the midst of the Collins Center. DU has the ball. Pecora tosses back over to NDNU. NDNU will come up with the set. The spike. It is muffed right there by Dominican. Dominican will have it again. Brooke Singer with the sweat to Pecora. Pecora serves right into the net. The point will go to NDNU Argonauts. 9-6, and DU is down as Roger Goodwin calls the timeout for the DUs right here in this game. So a little bit of a change of roles here in the second game, Stu. It seems like Dominican came out firing on all cylinders, but now in this second matchup, NDNU is starting to play a little defense.
I'll tell you what, I don't think the Penguin women have ever played in front of a crowd this large and this nutty who have been cheering for them. So they might have a little nerves to work through. Game one went very well for the Penguins, 25-17, DUs. But now it's 9-6 in favor of the Argonauts. The Penguins haven't trailed tonight. Let's see how they respond. I've been a little surprised here in game two as the Penguins and the Argonauts have switched sides, Josh. So the Penguins are off to our right. They're on the northern end of the Collins Center now. And the last 2 points in a row, Pecora has stuck it in the net. The first one she got twisted up with Tua Tagalua. And then this last one, she had a clean set from the middle row and was unable to handle and stuck that one in the bottom of the net. So Pecora's got to get her game back, and then I feel confident the Penguins will be fine.
No doubt the Penguins should be able to step up and finish it out here. As Stu said, he has no doubt. He's seen these games for the past 10 years, and he knows what he's talking about. The serve will be by Galai from NDNU as Dominican will put up the ball. Talug with the soft touch over the net is returned by NDNU. Another spike by NDNU right to Brooke Swingle. Swingle gets it right back over. Oh, it's bumped up by Morphew. Morphew will go back to Swingle, and it is out, and the point will go to NDNU as Swingle tried to knock that over and get the point a little deep there in the court. 10-6 now as NDNU leads the DU Penguins. Pecora will get the ball on the serve. It'll toss it over by Morphew. Morphew will knock it over up again to NDNU. Oh, and the ball bounces into the net, but it is saved by Swingle once again. Swingle tried to get the point. It was knocked over by the Argonauts of NDNU.
Oh,
and now 11-6.
Right on the baseline, Josh, and it was called in. Boy, I was ready to call it out.
Oh, it was too close, too. As Galahai with the serve for NDNU. Dominican will have it now as Rulon puts it up. Tua Tagalua gets it over the net. Back again to NDNU as Pecora dives out for the save on that one. Morphew with the toss, soft touch over. Up goes again. Dominican blocks the spike. Dominican again, and I believe that was Tua Tagalua once again with the save on that one. Knocked it over. She put the hands up, blocked it down. It is 11-7.
Heads up block by Tua Tagalua there. Well, that's exactly what Goodwin brought her for.
Yes, sir. She wasn't even going to play this season, Stu.
That one was knocked across, Josh, by Ashley Sand. No, check it, by Caitlin Torres. Torres rode along the top of the tape, and it went out of bounds. Penguins with a point.
No doubt. The Penguins go ahead over again as Indian U will take the ball. Morphew has it. She'll go back to Swingle. Swingle will go to Atagalua. He gets returned by Indian U. Indian U will have it again. Toss over to Morphew. Morphew will go to Swingle. Swingle will go to Sand. Sand, the freshman out of Roner Park, gets it out of bounds. Score is now 8-12 with DU trailing here in the second game. And going to serve right now for the Argonauts is Stephanie Newland from San Diego, California. Timeout by the Argonauts. 8-12 so far. The Argonauts are showing a lot of poise. They are not being discouraged by the fact that Dominican happens to be leading in the first game. Now in the second game, they have showed up and they have shown out 12-8. So Roger Goodwin discussing a little strategy, trying to get everything together here. And the DU fans are here live and in charge, as we said before, Stu. It is getting packed out, and we're seeing some of that old DU spirit come right back here to Dominican University. We got the basketball team, the soccer team, the lacrosse team, men and women's soccer team, the tennis team, and the rest of your student body out here together cheering. Standing up for pitchers is B. Dave, our sports information director, is showing everybody what it's about. I'm really liking it.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazies in the house tonight, man. Everybody is really stoked to be here in the Conlin Center on the opening night of DU Volleyball, the opening night of the NC2A right here in San Rafael, California. The end of the timeout is coming now with the play-by-play as the Penguins trail 12-8. Here is my partner, Josh Johnson.
Stephanie Newland will serve for the Argonauts. As she gets the serve over, is returned by Pecora. Pecora goes up with the set from Brooks Swingle to Atagalua, tries to get it. Oh! And the point will go to the Penguins as I believe that was the libero, Kawawahi, who tried to dive out of bounds, tried to get the ball back up, couldn't get it. Such a great desperate effort, but DU will be credited with the point.
It's about 15 feet on the Penguins' side.
Tua Tagalua with the score. She has the serve, and they give the point to NDNU. The Argonauts will get it, 9-13.
Well, I don't know what the call was there. They gave
looks like they gave, there might have been a two-touch on that, Stu. I'm not too sure. I saw Tua Tagalua. She was the only one who I thought came in contact with the ball, but, hey, the refs, you can't argue with them. As the ball is served out of bounds by the Argonauts.
Caitlin Torres knocked that one deep.
No doubt. 10-13 as DU is climbing closer in this second game, trying to pull out another W in the second one as Ashley Sand will have the serve, the freshman from Roner Park. We'll go over to NDNU. NDNU again. Morphew with the serve. Oh, and Pecora tried. Or is that Swingle? That was Brooks Swingle. Morphew had the bump. Brooks Swingle tried to dive out of bounds and snatch it last minute. She almost ran her head into the stands there.
Man, that was dangerous, but she's all right. 14-10.
She's a soldier, Stu, as DU will have the ball. It's turned to their side. Pecora will go up again with the serve. And Gabby Pecora, former Cal Pat Player of the Year, is able to knock it down 11-14, and DU is slowly but surely climbing back in this second game. Brooks Swingle will go with the serve for the DUs. We'll go out to Caitlin Torres, who will knock it out of bounds. And that will go to 12-14. DU is back. And that is 24. She'll go up over to Rook Swingle. Swingle will set to Pecora. Pecora had the ball, and it is muffed a little bit by NDNU, but they're able to recover as Pecora will have the bump again. Set to Rook Swingle, tossed over by Laurel Graham. And the ball was hit a little deep by the Argonauts, and DU just cannot catch up to it. And yep, the score is now 12-15.
That was Galliai. She went back left corner. None of the Penguins were there. They had all collapsed into the middle row. That was a heads-up play by Galliai. 15-12.
15-12, NDNU. As Dominican tries to climb back in, and Morphew will have the knock over the net. It will go up again to NDNU as Morphew will go up to block the spike. Knocks it down. It is 15-13. DU still trailing by two.
Penguins are crawling back into this thing, Josh.
Yes, they are. Stuart Pecora will have the serve. She will go over. It's returned by NDNU. Oh! And I believe that was either Laurel Grand or Tua Tagalua. I was blocked by the ref.
It was number 11.
It was number 11, Tua Tagalua. The score is now 15-14, 1 point away from tying it. Pecora with the serve again will go over to NDNU.
This would be huge if the Penguins could get this one.
No doubt. Rulon able to return that one with the save. And Tua Tagovailoa, number 11, the brand new grad student, once again is able to knock it down. And we are all tied up here, 15-all, within the second game.
Tied up, Josh. This is getting huge. PacWest Conference. Heating things up, and that's an ace for Gabby Picora.
Just when Stu was explaining, Gabby Picora comes with an ace, knocks it down as the judge called it in. 16-15, DU is leading. Picora with the serve once again. Goes over to NDNU. NDNU goes over the spike. It's blocked by Laurel Grand. Once again, goes over Grand. Back to Picora. Picora with Tua Tagovailoa knocks it over once again. NDNU is going to go up with a little tight. Oh, and it was a campfire, Stu.
Right off the fingertips of Ashley Fox. I think Fox actually swung at it a little bit too early, Josh, and the ball came right off her fingertips so softly it just dinked into the middle. I don't even know if she was trying to do that. Probably was.
Now number two, Kalawahi will try to serve for the NDNU Argonauts. And Tua Tagovailoa once again with the hot hand coming over the net. She definitely has some fire behind that ball as we'll go back to Rulon. The set by Swingle up by Morphew. Oh, knocked it to the net, but bounced back by Rulon. Up again, Tua Tagovailoa with a nice touch over. Oh, and the ball is knocked over and scored by Tua Tagovailoa, number 11, the brand new addition to our team here, 17-16.
I don't know if you saw that, Josh, but she went at that one left-handed and was able to dink it into the middle. And all of the Argonauts dove for it, but none of them could get it. 17-16, Penguins finally leading in this one.
Rulon with the serve for Dominican as it is tossed over. Oh, and a little bit of discommunication between the freshman, Ashley Sand, and the sophomore, Kayla Morphew. Ball was tossed over by NDNU. They both tried to go up and tag it, but didn't quite get it over. And it is served by NDNU. Up again to Morphew. Morphew is able with the knockover. Back up again. The spike by NDNU. Oh, and it's tossed right into the hands of Gabby Picora. She stretches out, tries to get it, but a little too hot to handle. 18-17, NDNU. Galay will again serve for NDNU as Rulon gets the recipient of it. Up over to Picora. Picora with the hard spike. Doesn't get it quite over. And it is tossed up by NDNU. Tua Tagovailoa and Ashley Sand are able to, with the save, to knock it back over.
Yeah, I think that was
scores.
Sand.
18-18 in the second game. Ball is served by Kayla Morphew. Morphew gets it. It's returned back to Picora. Picora with Swingle over the top. And Swingle tries to go with the left hand like Tua Tagovailoa previously. Knocks it out of bounds a little bit, a little too much on it. It's 19-18, NDNU, and this is a close second game.
Yeah, the lead on this game has gone back and forth five or six times, whereas in game one it only went one way one time, and that was to the DUs.
No doubt. Newland with the serve over for DU, and Tua Tagovailoa once again, the transfer from Gonzaga, is able to get up. The graduate from Gonzaga, I should say, is able to get up with the hardcore spike, and she will now serve 19-19. And it is tied up. Tua Tagovailoa with the serve.
Oh, she's got a great serve.
Tossed back over by, I believe that was Satara from NDNU with the point on that one. She had the hard spike, 20-19. And just when we started to feel a little comfortable, she's able to get the Argonauts right back over. And number 18, Kaitlyn Torres, will have the serve for NDNU. As it goes up again to Picora, who tried to get up with the spike, hit the top of the net, fell back. No one was able to recover. And Goodwin, again, will call another timeout. That is Roger Goodwin. And the score is 21-19 with NDNU leading by just 2 points, Stu.
I think that's Roger's first timeout he's called tonight. I'm not positive.
That's
but
the second one I think he's called.
All right, then 21-19. The D is trailing here in game two, or best of five. Penguins won game one by a score of 25-17. Pretty handily, I might add. It seemed like they were up the whole game and comfortable the whole game. This game, too, not only have they not been comfortable, they've not led for all except maybe just a couple of points. They got up there at 16-15 and then 18-17. But other than that, the Argonauts have been on top. And Penguins are going to have to work for this one. They're off to our right on the northern end of the Conlin Center, the same end as the Black Hole, where we're looking at 200 crazy DU fans up there. Full face paint, full body paint. All the basketball players are in the house in the cheerleaders' outfits, and that's a sight to behold. It's a good thing you're on radio, fans. End of the timeouts come with the play-by-play. Argonauts serving. Here's Josh Johnson.
Kaitlyn Torres will be on the line to serve for the Argonauts. Torres has had a pretty solid game here this evening as the ball is put up by Swingle and is saved by Swingle. Toss up again by NDNU. Satara will go over and it is out of bounds. The score will be 22-19. And they have scored that to NDNU. I was mistaken. 22-19.
Yeah, came off the blocker's fingertips in the front row.
No, no, great microscopic eye there, Stu. Stuart Horn once again over Babby Pecora. Goes up over the top with a nice little touch. Doesn't quite get it. Satara will return it for NDNU as Swingle will go up with the set to Ashley Sand. Sand with the toss over the net. Satara will get in with a hard spike. Saved by Pecora. Set by Tua Tagaloa. Tossed over by Murphy. Up again to Satara. A little bit of a rally going on here. Pecora tried to go in and save it off of the little bump by Tua Tagaloa.
Man,
and Pecora couldn't quite get it, knocked into the net.
Pecora dove for that and slid under the net about 5 feet.
And they are getting loud here in the Collins Center.
Now they're going to make a quick switch out on the Argonaut side. They're going to yank Caitlin Torres and subbing in her place Anna Hayo. And Torres having a tough time serving tonight, so that's not a bad move, 23-19.
And Ohio with the serve. She'll go over, and Sand will be the first to touch. It goes on to Morphew. Morphew will go to Pecora. Pecora, I don't know if you can call that a spike. It was kind of a real soft touch there, but it landed right in the center of all the NDNU defenders.
It hit the tape and rolled over.
No doubt. 20-23. NDNU is still leading us, but DU sends Ashley Sand to serve. Sand is the true freshman, getting a lot of good PT in this game, Stu. Ashley Sand will go up with the serve for the DUs.
Huge moment in the game.
Huge moment. This is game point. And DU, Laurel Grand with the return from NDNU's bump. And the score is now 21-23.
That was a terrible bump by the Argonauts. They got it too close to the net, and Grand was able to sneak the hand over when they weren't looking. They were facing the other direction and put it down. Another huge game. Another huge point. Gigantic point.
Sand again with the serve for the DUs. It's going to be put up over. And Pecora, and I believe that will also be credited to Laurel Grand. They came up with the block after the triumphant jump and serve by Ashley Fox, the junior from San Francisco. And the points will be 23-22. Dominican only trailing by one. And the Argonauts have called a timeout here in this second game. This has been an intense second game, Stu.
Yeah, totally. Good job by head coach Grant to call the timeout, too. They got to be getting nervous. All of a sudden, the Penguins are right back in it, 23-22. The DUs are trailing here in game two. But, you know, I think the Argonauts are feeling the Penguins coming up on them here in game two, especially after they rolled over them in game one. So this is gigantic. The Penguins were down 23-20 a minute ago, and they came back with three unanswered. So the Penguins could do themselves a lot of good by tying the game right here. They have the advantage with the service. Ashley Sand is going to be back there when we come back from the timeout. Sand will have the side out for the DUs. And Tua Tagaloa is out there with Pecora. And let's see, for the Penguins also out there with Morphew. And Swingle. And Grant. So that's it for the DUs. We're back underway. Here's Josh.
Ashley Sand once again with the serve. She's getting a whole lot of good PT as that is put up the set. And Ashley Fox tries to go over for NDNU, but it's tossed up again by Laurel Grand. Brooke Swingle with the save. Back again to Sand as NDNU is able to get it back over the net. Pecora with the spike. It goes up. It is deep, but NDNU is able to recover right into the net.
Target!
Elena Galei. These are some tough names. 23-23. It is tied up. Ashley Sand will go to the line again. Galei almost got over with the point there, but having to knock it a little bit into the net. Didn't quite get it. Sand over with the serve.
What a great serve.
Galei. Fox will go over with the spike. Goes back into Swingle. Pecora with the soft touch. Set again to Satara. And some fire on it. And whoa, the referees will credit the point to NDNU, 24-23.
It was tapped in the front row by the Penguins blocker. Game point, Josh.
The Penguin fans are definitely not having.
Come on, Josh. Bring us home. Bring us home.
Game point. Here he comes. Michelle Rulin will set. To Brooke Swingle. Swingle with the soft touch over. Rulin again. Popped up by Laurel Grand. Here comes Pecora. And
that's
the point
game.
Is given to NDNU. That is game 23-25. Penguin fans not loving that. So the games are tied 1-1 here as DU trailed that game 23-25. So now we've seen a lot of good play. The first game was definitely more Dominican. Second game, Stu, we can definitely say it was more NDNU. So, I mean, this is a tough one. I said they wouldn't bow down for us whatsoever, and they definitely have proven me right.
Yeah, the Penguins, in game two there were not quite as comfortable as they were in game one, was it? Hey, Josh, I'm going to play the interview with Coach Goodwin that we had right before the game because we do have a quick timeout between games. It's 1-1, fans, opening night volleyball. And here is our interview with Coach Goodwin.
This is head women's volleyball coach.
All right, DU fans, this is Stuart Horn, the voice of the Penguins, on the 17th of September, 2009. We are joined with volleyball head coach Roger Goodwin. Roger is in the house. The Penguin women are opening up the volleyball season, the very first home game in the Cal in the PacWest Conference. I was about to say CalPac, coach, but of course we switched to the NCAA Division II this year, PacWest Conference. Coach, this is DU's first year competing at the NCAA 2A Division II level since moving from the CalPAC Conference. What are some of the challenges the Penguins have faced competing at the NCAA Division II level, and in particular the PacWest Conference, which has teams in California, Hawaii, Arizona, and Utah?
All right, Stu, this is going to be a really exciting year for us this year. One of our biggest challenges we face from a competitive level is that the pace of the game is so much faster. The players are bigger and more athletic. Another challenge is the increased time commitment with travel to Hawaii, Arizona, and Utah. The players must be very diligent with their time management so as not to fall behind in their classes.
All right, very well. And how has the team adjusted to the new demands on their time and the level of competition, coach?
Good question, Stu. Thus far, I think they've done a great job. One thing I've learned about this team is that they're very resilient. They have proven that they can bounce back from a loss, come back stronger in the next game. They definitely don't give up. And also, the athletic department has implemented a mandatory study hall to help the players with time management and to be successful with their academics also.
All right, Coach, I know you're busy. Just one last question. Who are the players to watch for this year at DU?
Okay. We have a great group of returning players and a couple new additions that we'll talk about. And I want to start with our returning senior captain, Gabby Pokora, is off to a great start this year and has been recognized on the PacWest Conference Honor Roll for the last 3 weeks. Also, we have a local girl who transferred in from Gonzaga University, Tiana Tagaloa, who played her high school ball at San Rafael High School. And she transferred here this summer. She was a last-minute addition. She's been a big plus. She brings size, experience, and leadership to the team. Also returning this year is junior setter Brooke Swingle, who runs her offenses and is a great defensive player. And lastly, we have two freshmen who will get significant playing time this year. Middle blocker Ashley Sand from Rancho Cotati is a six-footer who we expect big things from in the next 4 years. And libero Lachelle Roulon from Heritage Christian High School up in the Brentwood area. So we're looking forward to this season and hope to have a lot of fans in the stands this year. Thanks, Stu.
All right, Roger, very well done. Thank you for the quick interview. Appreciate it, Coach. Good luck tonight. NC2A Division II head coach Roger Goodwin with us on DU Radio Radio. All right, we appreciate Coach Goodwin sitting in with us for that pregame interview very much. There's just a few minutes, about a five-minute break between games now. We'll take you back to the studios at radio.dominican.edu for a little more Indian Unsigned music, 5 minutes worth, and we'll be back with the rest of tonight's DU Volleyball right here on radio.dominican.edu.
Play in this third matchup, trying to figure stuff up. But we are going to shout out some of our sponsors here. If you're an athlete and you're a little injured, a little banged up, like a few of my athletic friends here are at Dominican University, you can go to Marin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, marinorthopedics.com. You can find them for all your sports medicine needs as well as
Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you, Jeff. All right, fans, 19-17. The D's are trailing in Game 3. Game's tied 1-1, just a couple seconds left. Penguins are off to our left as Josh and I sit high atop the area of play. We're right here at center court looking down on the area of play. Way up here in the luxury box. Man, this is not one luxury box you want to fall out of. 19-17. Sarah Steria to serve, the 5'6" freshman outside hitter out of Bend. Penguins trailing by two. The Penguins need to dig deep and get this game three. Steria to serve. She does so. Now they set it up over to Morphew. Morphew knocks it down, but it's picked up easily by the Argonauts. Right in the hands of Roulon. She dives for it. Can't save it. Penguins trail by three now, 20-17.
You know, like I said earlier, Roger Goodwin is playing a lot of freshmen.
Wait a minute, Josh. They gave the point to the Penguins. I'm not sure why. 19-18. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you, but Gabby Pecora will serve it for the DUs. Boy, that's a huge point for the Penguins. Instead of being down by three, they're only down by one. And now it's helped over. The Penguins on offense. Now it's bumped up into the back row. Morphew gets it over nicely. Bumped up now to Galliai off the front row of the Penguins. No, the point comes to the Argonauts. They give the point to the Argonauts? Yeah, they did.
It went off the hands of Kayla Morphew on that one, Stu.
All right, that's what I thought. Darn it.
But great observation on that earlier call, though, Stu. Did not catch that point at all.
2018. Here's the service by Kahawai. And the Penguins are on defense again. Uh-oh, and this one's dropped into the front row by Galliai, the 5'10 sophomore. Penguins trail by three now, 21-18. And the Penguins need to get something going here, Josh.
Penguins do need to get something going. I mean, you cannot trail these games, but this is what we expected. It was going to be tough competition going into the Pac-West Conference. Notre Dame has been a team that's been in the Pac-West Conference. They've experienced it. They know how to work the ins and outs and how to prepare for NCAA games. This is all new to us, Stu. So we're definitely going to have some growing pains, but DU has stayed in it. I'm very proud. We've not been blown out at all. And we have been pretty aggressive, and I'm looking for us to still come back and win this game.
25-17 in game one. And, of course, the Penguins then drop game two, 25-23. They're trailing now in game three, 21-18. The DU's just a couple seconds left in this timeout called by Roger Goodwin. But you're right, Josh. The Argonauts have been in NC2A for a few years now. They used to play in the Cal Pack with the Penguins, and they moved up to the NC2A about 3 years ago. And the only difference between these two teams right now maybe is that experience. See if the Penguins can get on it now. Here is Kahawai to serve. She gets it into the back row. Picked up by Pecora. Bumped up by Swingle into the front row. Penguins back on offense. Here's Gabby flat-footed. It's bumped up by Galliai into the back left corner. And the point goes to the Argonauts. And that was a nice play by the Argonauts. As much as it hurts us to say it, you cannot deny a beautiful play like that into the back left corner. No Penguins waiting for it. Here's Kahawai, 22-18 in game three. This one's knocked up by Tua Tagovailoa. Front row, Tua Tagovailoa. It's bumped over to Roger. Saved by Pecora, but into the scorer's table. No, that was saved by Morphew. But either way, Morphew had to run after it. She couldn't really direct that one. 23-18. Argonauts 1 point away from game point. Best of five here. And the service point by Kahawai goes up nicely. Penguins with a dig. Bumped up by Pecora. Now Swingle. Now Tua Tagovailoa, who had a bunch of kills in game one, but not so many in game two. This one's outside. No, it's still in play. Tua Tagovailoa saves it. She gets it up to Gabby, who goes backward into the back row. Penguins are back on defense now. Here's a killer. No, bumped up by the Penguins into the top of the net. Unforced error. A terrible play by Swingle. Swingle is usually so sure-handed. Kind of backed off on that one. 24-18 game point after the game was tied at 18 just a minute ago. Here's Kahawai into the net. Keeps the Penguins alive. 24-19. Kahawai hits the bottom of the tape and rolls it down. Serving for the Penguins is Lachelle Roulon, a 5'2" freshman. A brilliant serve into the back row. Really tied the Argonauts up. Here's a killer, and the Penguins are still alive after the bump block by Ashley Sand. 24-20.
They are surely climbing back. They have to be tight on the defensive end, Stu. They got to be tight. They cannot let any mistakes happen.
Penguins need six in a row now, fans. 24-20. That's a tall order against the Argonauts. And here's Swingle with the set. Tua Tagovailoa goes back row. It's in the air, very high, tapped across, and nobody touched it. What? They gave the points to the Argonauts. No way. That looked like it was off. It looked like it was out of bounds off of the Argonauts. But they called the tap on the front row of the Penguins squad, Josh. Penguins drop game three, 25-20. Games are now 2-1 in favor of the Argonauts.
Well, that just makes this next game a must-win. The Penguins have to come through with a victory. But they're being tested every which way here, Stu. They're being tested strategically. They're being tested athletically. They're being tested, I mean, even just, it seems like cardiovascularly, if I can use that as a word, Stu. They've been tested a lot in terms of their strength and conditioning. I mean, NCAA Division II athletics is no joke. These are guys who are working towards getting, hopefully one day, getting towards Division I. And to do that, you got to work hard and you got to fight. And Dominican, definitely nowhere near getting close to D1 athletics as of now. But D2 is a huge step for us. And we're showing that, you know, we still have a lot to learn. And we still are going to have to face some tough competition in the years to come.
But the Black Hole is singing the Journey song that the volleyball team has chosen for this music. Just about 2 minutes to go, fans, as we'll get game four underway. And both teams have switched sides again. So now off to our left, the Argonauts on the southern end of the Conlon Center. The Penguins off to our right. This is opening night volleyball. The Penguins cannot afford to drop another game or it's over, Josh. Penguins won game one pretty easily, 25-17. Then a heartbreaking loss in game two, 25-23 in favor of Notre Dame. And then game three was 25-20. And that is a killer for the Penguins as the Black Hole in the house about 200 strong. And tonight is spirit night here at the Conlon Center. And the DU fans are going nuts up there.
They're singing Don't Stop Believing by Journey. That has to be one of my favorite songs of all time.
No doubt.
I don't care what you like. You can like classical and you will love that song. Matter of fact, you can like silence and you will love that song, too.
All right, fans, we're about ready to get game four underway. The new era of DU athletics tipping off tonight. Of course, Penguin basketball will be coming your way in November, and that should be pretty crazy as Division II, NC2A Division II basketball for the Penguins right here at the Conlon Center. I see Allie Pence is in the crowd. She graduated last year. And Christy Roberts is here, too.
Yes, sir. Christy
she was the team captain last year for the Penguins volleyball team. So Pence and Roberts back to support their ladies. A lot of their teammates still here. Of course, a lot of freshmen in the house, too. And the Penguins, oh, man, the whole place is going crazy. 18 seconds to go, fans, till game four gets underway. Penguins off on the northern end of the Conlon Center, and Josh and I are getting ready to go. All right. So the Notre Dames are out on the court. Penguins are out on the court. Looks like Goodwin is going to field the same starting rotation that he did in game one. There's the buzzer.
I love how some soccer guys down here are trying to start the wave.
Yeah, they are.
Pretty good job.
They are going insane.
We got pom-poms flying. We got food and drinks going around. We got everyone just having a good time here. And if you haven't been to Dominican University yet, you need to come here. It's a good school. It's a wonderful, wonderful campus. Beautiful campus. Great facilities.
On the floor for Goodwin is San, Tua Tagovailoa, Pecora, Swingle, Morphew, and Rulon. So serving it up for the Penguins in game four is Swingle. And she gets it across nicely. Last time, the Penguins stuck it right in the net to lose the first point of the game. Let's see if they can pick up the first point in game four. Pecora with a falling away killer. Somebody hit the net, and it was a two-touch called against the Argonauts. And the Penguins do win the first point in game four. So they won the first point in game one, which is the very first NC2A point ever played in the Conlon Center. And then they lost the first point in games two and three. Both of those games they lost. So if the first point has anything to do with wins and losses, Penguins will take it. The second serve goes right into the net. And the Penguins tie it at 1-1. And now that one is served to Lachelle Rulon. It didn't look like Rulon was ready for that one, Josh. And it goes off of her left arm. Penguins drop that point, 2-1. This one to Roulant. I think they're attacking little old Roulant. And it's 2-1. Softly into the middle. Penguins pick it up. Boy, just barely, as Pecora ended up falling on her front side. This one now goes over to the left as Roulant is in on the play with Steria now on the offense. Bumped up, flat-footed, Gallia. She goes back row, Pecora bumps it up. Now Gabby with the smash. Gabby into the middle, and the killer, 2-up.
Great play by Gabby Pecora. As we said, former CalPAC Player of the Year. She's had 19 kills last week in a DU volleyball matchup. Pecora is having a great game, Stu.
Gabby now serves in the back row. She bumps it up to Gresh. Gresh gets it across, bumped into the middle. Penguins on offense. Here is Tua Tagovailoa. No, that was Swingle. Swingle gets it up back to... Oh, man, what a smash into the scoring table, Josh! That one almost killed my partner. Josh was looking down for an instant. 3-2 as that one bounced off the scoring table and then all the way up here into the opulent broadcasting area here at DU.
I'm too fast for him, center court. I'm too fast for him. So.
Right. Gresh now with the serve. Off the top of the tape. Penguins pick it up. Roulant now gets it over and the Penguins bump it across. Now flat-footed is Gresh. She goes front row and it's bumped down by Sand. Sand puts it down. Tie game. 3-up. Good play by Sand there. Heads up move. Left-handed block. Puts it straight down. Now for the Penguins serving it up will be Ashley Sand, the 6-foot freshman. She's a middle blocker out of runner par. She stands about 6 paces behind the end line. She runs up on it and sticks it in the net. 4-3 in favor of the Argonauts, the arch rival. Down in...
Well, you know,
down in the South Bay. Yes, Josh?
Well, to be a true freshman definitely has to be tough coming into an NCAA school. There's a lot to learn, a lot to get to do. But I'm surprised at these freshmen getting so much time. Roger Goodwin must see a lot of great talent in these girls.
Steria with the service now. The Penguins pick it up on defense and smash down by Kayla Morphew, the 5'9 sophomore. Morphew with the winner, 4-up. Tua Tagovailoa to serve now. This one's back row. It's bumped off of the hands of Kahawai. Penguins pick it up now on offense. They bump it all the way across to Pecora with a killer, and they call it in right on the line. Penguins with a point. 5-4 DU. Penguins on top in game four. In the match, it's 2-1 in favor of Notre Dame. Oh, this one hits the line. No, it's a little deep. 5-up. Tua Tagovailoa served it a little too flat. Little deep, little backspin. No good. Michelle, let's see. Cheryl May Kahawai to serve it up to libero player. Game tied, 5-up. Back row, picked up by Roulant. Back set, Penguins on it. Now on defense, Penguins backing up. Here's Roulant, she gets the bump. Helped over by Morphew and it's scooped. Morphew is off balance there and it sat in her hand too long. She spooned it, Josh, 6-5, DU's trail.
Coach Roger Goodwin definitely not happy with that one.
That was a terrible play.
You got
way off balance. Oh, and speaking of terrible plays, Kahawai sticks that one in the net and returns the favor. 6-up. Penguins will take the unforced error. Penguins will take anything they can get right now. Morphew to serve. Morphew drifts over to the left side of the service line. She bumps it across and too deep. Penguins are jacked, and that's another unforced error. 7-6, Penguins trail. Holly Jewell, check it. Gallii, Elena Gallii, the 5'10 sophomore, will serve it now for the Argonauts. She bumps it across. Here is Gabby into the front row. Somehow the Argonauts save it. Bumped across Kahawai. Roulant now helps it over. It goes off of the antenna, off of the hands of Caitlin Torres, the 6'1 senior. Penguins pick up the point and 7-up. Josh is drinking one right now.
7-up.
Here's Roulant. Roulant serves it across. Nicely done. Torres with the bump. Helped over. Is it out of bounds? No. It hits the line. It stays. It gets down. Penguins cough it up. 8-7. Great play by Torres. I thought Torres scooped it, Josh.
I thought Torres got under that one, too, and scooped it up. But close call. The refs, you know, they're the ones with the eyes. They're right on the court, even though we got a great view here, Stu.
Newland to serve for the Argonauts. She goes too flat, too deep. 8-up. Penguins hanging tough. Game four. Best of five. Here's the next service by Swingle. Swingle, a 5'10 junior. She gets it up nicely. Steria bumps it over. Now Gabby. Gabby goes into the back row, but nothing on it. Bumped up, Torres. Torres puts a top spin on it and kills it. 9-8 Argonauts. Now they're going to rotate Torres out. And in her place, they bring in Anna Hayo. And Torres hasn't been having any luck serving, so they bring in Hayo to see what she can do. She's got the two white knee pads Hayo, number 14, into the back corner. They get it right to the feet of Roulon. Roulon can't help it. 10-8.
Roulon tried to get that back in. She actually put it back in play, got caught up in sort of a campfire situation between a few DU players, Stu, and she definitely wasn't happy about that, putting out that kind of effort.
Hayo to serve. Penguins trailing by two. They get it front row, Steria. Steria bumps it up, and she comes back. Oh, man, what are the Penguins bumping it for? Murphy just bumped one that was going to be out of play. This one goes into the front row. Helped over Penguins on offense now. Here's Swingle. Back over to Roulon. Roulon just helps it over with the butt of her hand, and taking advantage is Ashley Fox. Fox comes in. Fox hasn't got much airtime tonight. The 6-foot junior out of San Francisco, Mercy High School grad, 11-8. DU's trailing, and Fox puts that one down for the killer. Here's the next service by Anna Hayo, and the Penguins get the point after Hayo sticks it in the net. And right then, Hayo gets yanked, and the libero player, Cheryl May Kahawai, comes back in. Penguins trail by two. Now Pecora with the service. She goes back row. It's picked up. Now they get it over to Fox, who helps it up. Bumped up by Gabby. Back set Penguins. Back over to Tua Tagovailoa. She gets into the back row. It's bumped up by the Argonauts. Now from the back row, they just help it over. Gabby bumps. Now Swingle. Oh, now it's smacked into the net by Ashley San. San had the perfect angle on it, Josh, but she knocked it into the net. 12-9. Argonauts get a gift. Here's the service by Gresh. Gresh, a 5'8" senior. She goes back row to Roulon. Roulon picks it up. Oh, no, and it's muffed by Morphew. Morphew missed the ball. She took her eye off of it, Josh, and missed it completely. Timeout call by Roger Goodwin.
Well, we've definitely seen a lot of mistakes from the DU team in this game. They definitely have had a few miscommunications, a few muff hits, a few muff bumps. And you know what? They just have to climb back in. As I said, it's going to get tough down the road. And believe, this is just the first home game, Sue. It's definitely going to get tougher from here on out. But I believe that if the ladies are able to maintain and able to find some composure within this game, they can win it, take it over to a game five, and hopefully come out with a W. But it's going to be tough.
It's going to be real tough.
Notre Dame's not backing down whatsoever.
13-9. The Penguins trailing by four. And we are in game four. So if the Argonauts win this one, it's over. If the Penguins win this one, we go to tiebreaker. By the way, tonight's match brought to you by Eye Care Center of Napa Valley. Proud supporters of DU Athletics. You can find them online at NapaEye.com. NapaEye.com. The new era of Penguin Athletics. Leading us into it is our new AD, Terry Toomey's alongside 13-9. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson with your DU broadcasters tonight. Penguins on offense, and Swingle, check it. That was Morphew ran up on it, and she spiked it into the antenna. And that point goes the way of the Argonauts, 14-9. Can the DUs do it, Josh? Boy, game two was a real heartbreaker. And now missing it completely, running in on it, and just absolutely missing it was Ashley Sand. That was not a fake, Josh. She missed it, 15-9.
She did miss it. This is where you have to find composure, Stu. You have to find a way to get back in this and win.
It's about digging deep. Gresh with the serve. Penguins on offense now. It's ripped across, and somehow the Argonauts save it. And now Morphew goes up, tried to get it cross-court at an angle, and put it back on her own side of the net, Josh. 16-9. All of a sudden, the Penguins are on a terrible roll. Chili, the Penguin, in the house. Here is Gresh with the service. Back set, Tua Tagovailoa goes back row, and Tua Tagovailoa gets the Penguins off the schneid. 16-10, Penguins trail. Game four. Man, that was a big point there. The Penguins could not afford to let any more fall. And check it, this is Ashley Sand, the 6-foot freshman to serve for the Penguins. She's about 5 feet right of center line.
She's the true freshman, Stu. We'll see what she can bring out for us right here.
6-footer into the back row. Bumped up now by Galliai into the back row and into the front row of the black hole. Man, that was not a good play there Leading for it was Ashley Sands, 17-10. Game four, fans. All right, here's Sarah Styria to serve for the Argonauts. The Penguins pick it up. Softly now, Tua Tagovailoa goes into the middle. It's bumped up and helped over. Back row, Penguins have it. Now the slam comes for Laurel Gran, and somehow it gets back over. Saved by Tua Tagovailoa. Penguin points, 17-11.
I don't know if that was too intentional, but it sure did work, Stu.
Yeah, it came right off of her wrist. Penguins trail by six. Tua Tagovailoa to serve. 17-11. She goes back row, and this one looks like it's going to be out of bounds, and it is. Backing up on it is Pecora. Penguins with another one, 17-12.
We'll take all the luck we can get on those ones, Stu, as Tua Tagovailoa goes to the line right now. She has shown a lot of good leadership, a lot of good play.
Top spin on the serve, just barely over the net. Tua Tagovailoa with a great serve. Now they get it back to Tiana. She goes back row. It's bumped up by Kahawai. Now it's bumped up by Morphew. Penguins back on offense. Now on defense. Helped over. Tiana with a block! Tua Tagovailoa came in front row and blocked it down. 17-13. Penguins coming back on him, Josh. Tiana now back row.
We're starting to see some good heart here shown from the Penguins. They're not going to bow down. They're not going to back down. They're going to stay in this game and try to pull out the W. They have to win. This is a must-win game right now.
Must-win. You're absolutely right. Penguins trailing by four. Timeout has been called by head coach Devin Grant for Notre Dame, Dana More University. By the way, coming up tonight is the opening night for Notre Dame as well, Josh. They are 2-10 in their preseason, where the Penguins are 3-8. But Roger Goodwin said the Penguins played a lot of tough teams, a lot of Division One NC2A teams in the preseason. Get ready for this. As you mentioned, Josh, the Penguins have no experience at this level of NCAA play. So it was a good move for Roger Goodwin to take the ladies, play some tougher teams in the preseason. And here we go now. This game is a must-win, as Josh mentioned. Tua Tagovailoa will serve for the mighty Penguins when we come back in here. 4 points down, the Penguins trailing 17-13. Tua Tagovailoa way off to our right. She's behind the end line. Black holes on their feet. Tua Tagovailoa with another brilliant serve into the back row. Bumped up by Kahawai. Now it's over to the left side. Bumped up by Gabby. Gabby helps it over. Right on the net. Oh, no. It's softly, and it was right into the hands of Swingle. Swingle couldn't see it once it got right on top of her head, Josh. She couldn't see where that ball was. It was so softly dinked over.
Well, now, that's what's so deceiving about volleyball is that any type of hit can get the score. And you see a tons of different ranges of hits come over this net. Soft ones, hard ones, it doesn't matter. Still can score with either which way.
Oh, sorry about that, Josh.
Oh, you're good, Steve.
Kauai to serve. Penguins on offense. Now here's Morphew. Goes back row and it lands in. And the Penguins with the point, 18-14. They're still hanging tough. We are in game four, fans. In the Toomey era, NC2A Division II style. Morphew to serve.
By the skin of our teeth, Stu. By the skin of our teeth on that last score.
Here's the bump now by the Argonauts. Into the front row. Penguins somehow keep it alive. But two-touch called on Swingle. 19-14. Game four, fans. Penguins must win this game to keep it alive. Here's the service by Galliai. Very deep, but still alive. Here's the killer by Gabby. This one's way into the back row. Somehow saved by Kahawai. It's still alive. Are you kidding me? Now it's helped over. Now it's bumped up. Penguins on defense. Gresh now with a nice set. Oh, no, and a cross-court killer. Knocked down by number six, Stephanie Newland, the freshman out of San Diego. 20-14. Timeout called by Roger Goodwin. It's getting late in game four, Josh. Penguins got to do something good right now.
This is where you got to step up and make a play. Somebody is going to have to step up. Someone's going to have to show some composure, show some heart, and finish this out. Because it's do or die right now, Stu. It is do or die. Notre Dame, the Argonauts are looking at 20. We're looking at 14. We need six more points back in this thing to get right back in it. We need six more to get right back in it. Five more after that to go ahead for the win. And that's just to get to game five.
Shout out to Penguin fans listening worldwide, from the Yukon to the Euphrates, from San Fran to Japan, broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond. It is radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide. Stuart Orr, Josh Johnson. in the Conlon Center at Dominican University of California. 20-14, opening night volleyball, Penguin style. Game four. And serving it up for Notre Dame, Dana Moore, the Argonauts, is Alana Galeai, the 5'10" sophomore. Here she goes. She goes back row, and it's very deep, and the Penguins pick up a point. 20-15, the D's will take it. Serving it up now is Lachelle Roulon. Roulon, the freshman at 5'2" out of Brentwood, has gotten a ton of airtime tonight, Josh. Never has a freshman gotten this much airtime. She goes into the back row. It's bumped up by Gresh. Gresh helps it over. Penguins on offense. Bump up by Swinkle. Here's Gabby softly, and Gabby dinks it over the front row. Penguins with a point, 20-16.
That's why she is an MVP, Stu. Gabby Pecora is always able to come up with that play. Like I said, someone needs to step up and show some composure.
Gabby, 3 weeks with the honorable mention in the PacWest Conference. 20-16, and now it's knocked across by Caitlin Torres. And the Penguins cough up the point, 21-16. The Argonauts are 4 points away from the match. Now they're going to rotate somebody out. The Argonauts want to rotate somebody. Coach Grant is up on his feet. And he's still up on his feet. Here's the serve by Newland. Newland gets into the back row, and the Penguins pick it up. It's helped over, but not much on it by Gabby. A back set now by Kahawai. Now Gabby again. Gabby hits it into the feet of Galeai, but somehow she saves it. Gabby now with the bump. Now the set Swingle. They get it back across, and it's wide on the putback. No, Swingle couldn't keep it in. 22-16, game four. We're getting very late, Josh. Here's the serve by Stephanie Newland. Newland stands with the left knee buckled. Right off the top of the net, but it's alive. Now it's helped across by Morphew. Morphew for the Penguins. Knocks it into the hands of Steria. Steria puts down the killer. 23-16. Penguins are up against it. Down 2-1 in games. 23-16 in game four, best of five. Penguins must keep it alive now to avoid match point. Helping it across is Pecora, and it bounces off the fingertips of the Argonauts, rolls all the way out of bounds deep, and the Penguins with the point, they're still alive. 23-17, DU. Here is Swingle with the serve. She goes back row. Here it comes toward us. Now it's out of play, but it's saved by Torres. Bumped across by Newland, and Pecora with a killer. No. That was
Swingle.
Was it Swingle or Sand? I thought it was Sand that came running in on it. You're right, Swingle. Swingle with the serve. And a timeout has been called by Coach Grant. Just as Swingle was running up to serve, 23-18.
I'll tell you one thing.
It's getting late, Josh.
Oh, it's definitely getting late, and it's definitely getting loud in here. The student section of the Collins Center is trying their hardest to give this team some kind of momentum. 23-18, we are trailing. There has to be something that has to happen. If it happens, Stu, it has to happen right now. The Lady Penguins are going to have to be able to step up and make some very crucial plays. And if they don't do that, then we go home packing tonight. Actually, we stay home packing tonight. But we're going to look for us to come back in this game and make something happen. It's going to be tough because the Argonauts are definitely looking to take our heads off and go home with a good smile on their face, Stu. So I'm excited, but we need to see something right here. This is what we live for on Dominican Radio, is great games.
This has been a great game, an opening night. No matter the outcome, it's a great night. Here's Swingle with the serve, 24-18. She gets it across. It's bumped up to Torres. She helps it over, and Gabby Pecora puts it down. 23-19. The D's are storming back. Can they do it, Josh? Is it possible?
I've seen crazier, Stu. It can happen.
Here
We've
is
seen great games.
Swingle with the serve. She bumps it in the back set. Torres keeps it alive into the net. Uh-oh. That one drops down on the Penguins' side, and it's now match point. 24-19. Penguins have no room left for error. They must play perfectly all the way through.
Perfect.
They need 6-7 points in a row to win it. Here's the service to the Penguins. Penguins pick it up. Over to Gabby. Gabby starts things off with the first kill.
They're staying
24-20.
Alive. They are staying alive, Stu.
So Pecora will serve now. 24-20. Match point. Second match point. Let's hope there's a lot of them. Here's Gabby now. She helps it over. A perfect serve into the back row. Boy, that was sweet. Now it's helped over. Gabby with the bump. Still alive. Pecora helps it. Bumped up. Uh-oh. Trouble. Set. Gabby with a save. Back set. Tua Tagovailoa helps it over, but not much on it. Now they bump it up. They get it back over to Galliai. Penguins still alive into the middle. Penguins still alive. Uh-oh. And the Penguins fight it off. This one into the net. 24-21, Josh. Penguins come storming back in game four. Here's Gabby Pecora.
They are fighting, Stu. This Penguin team will not go down easy. They have to fight. They're going to work hard so there's no more breath left.
Here's Pecora with a nice serve. This one hits the top of the net. Still alive. Penguins on offense. They get it over to Morphew. Morphew goes back row. It's bumped up to Galliai. Uh-oh. Trouble. They call it in. Match is over. Came off the top of the net, and it was called inbound by the back line judge. Comes off the top of the net, rolls sideways, and the back line judge called it in right on the line. And now it's being confirmed by the referee. Opening night, fans, 25-21 the final. But a pretty nice night either way. The Penguins were able to hang tough with the NC2A Division II Argonauts. Not only hanging tough, Josh, but they won game one pretty handily, 25-17. But then they lost the next three in a row.
Well, that's all she wrote, Stu, and I mean, you just have to be able to adjust, and that's what the Argonauts did. After that first game, it looked like we were going to handle this one pretty easily, but they came back, they went in, they made adjustments, and they showed up, and they became the team to come out and win on the top. They had a lot of great plays, they played defensively, they stuck in it, and they kept it going, so...
Yep, good night of volleyball here at the Conlin Center. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. The Penguins are 0-1 in conference play, but it was a beautiful night of volleyball anyway to usher in the new era of Terry Toomey, our new athletics director, and the NC2A right here at the Conlin Center. 25-21, the score in the final game. The Penguins lose in four. And you listen to it right here on radio.dominican.edu. Josh and I will be back a week from Saturday, live volleyball, 7 o'clock. Penguins play University of Hawaii at Hilo right here in the Conlin Center on Spirit Day. That's 7 o'clock on the 26th. We'll see you then, fans. Check the website. This broadcast will be available for download within 24 hours, so you can grab it. Or in case you know somebody wants to hear it and they missed it. Shout out to our head coach back in the studios. Mel Beals, our head coach at radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn signing off for tonight. We'll see you in a week. Radio.dominican.edu.